What you possess is not proof of status. It is proof of responsibility. Paul says that the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. That word entrusted matters. It implies stewardship. It means value. It references accountability. God did not casually hand out his revelation. He entrusted it. That means it was precious to God, and it was meant to be precious to those he entrusted it to. And so this reminds me of something that we read in the Gospels. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. The greater exposure to truth, the greater the responsibility to respond. We must hear this in the Bible Belt. We have sermons and conferences and podcasts and study Bibles and day-by-day programs and Christian bookstores and gospel-rich churches. That is all grace, but it is also gravity. Romans 2 already showed us that hearing without obeying increases guilt. And now Paul says that having the word itself is a gift, but it's a gift meant to be guarded and believed and lived and proclaimed. The Jews' failure was not that they had the word, it was that they failed to treasure it rightly. We are not entitled to Scripture. We are entrusted with it. So pray this with me today. Father, make me a faithful steward of the word you have entrusted to me. And here's two peoples you can pray for. Pray for Sashir, our national changemaker in Nepal. And also pray for the Acoma LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.